Summertime in Virginia means never having to say, well, at least it's a dry heat.
Vivid example of environmental injustice.
Oh, come on, man.
WCHV.
Thomas in the morning, and I don't know if you noticed, you probably did, if you, as so many of you do, you looking for the alternative networks, the alternative news sources, and one of them, One America News, has been taken off of the Verizon distribution. Anyone still use these with Roku and all these other things, but Verizon kicked them off their platform, raising ire amongst the black community. And Project 21 of the National Center for Public Policy Research, Project 21, the black community leadership organization in there, has raised hell about it and is trying to get Verizon to rescind its decision to take OAN off of their roster of stations. And joining us is Pastor David Lowry from Project 21. Pastor Lowry, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for having me on the show. First, let me give all praises to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
For making it possible to be here and those listening to the show this morning.
Well, thank you, and also thank goodness our houses haven't been raided by the FBI yet, although we're both old enough to remember when that was even more commonplace than it is now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what is it, and we have so many of these networks, that are digging further into news stories and trying to find beyond just the narrative of the legacy media. What was it that you drew the ire of Project 21 regarding One America Network?
Well, I think that, first of all, let me say this, that the media has always been the voice and of the American people. And with media, it was the media who brought to the world the discrimination, what happened at the Pettus Bridge and the March on Selma. So for Verizon to take One America News off the platform, it was a disservice to the American citizens as well as subscribers who listen to our show. And that's the reason why I'm on here today. I'm asking the American people, those who listen to One News America, just really call the station and complain about it. It's a travesty of justice that the media is for everyone, and especially for conservatives, especially black conservatives, and for them to take One America News off was a disservice to us and to the American people.
So you were doing a show there. I can see it with your voice. I mean, I'm ready to let you host this show. You got a great presentation there, Pastor. So you guys were able to get a platform for, viewpoints there that you weren't getting from MSNBC or ABC or all these networks that claim to be, this open-minded bastion of wokeness.
Well, during 2021, Project 21 members appeared on ONA segments 66 times. We were on Fox News 36 times and Newsmax 676 times. Now, in contrast, Project 21 members appeared on one segment of CNN and CBS programming and none of ABC, NBC, and MSNBC. So that shows you it shows you the disparity between the national channels opposed to the channels like ONA, who have given a platform for black conservatives across this country. And I say it's a disservice to the American people that they're not allowed to hear the truth. And I think that is the problem with the major stations now. They're not reporting the whole truth. They're reporting half the truth. And I will give you a perfect example. This pandemic that we've been through the last 3 or 4 years. My talk show, Let the Truth Be Told, that airs every Wednesday on Facebook Live, we started to get information about really what's been going on with this pandemic. And the moment we start putting the truth out there, we had Chris Ann Hall on our show that talks about all the civil rights that were being violated by them shutting down this country and also doing what they did with COVID. So it's a shame that Verizon is trying to silence conservatives. And that's why I'm asking the American people, we have to complain now. Why should our voice be silent when we tell the truth about matters that goes on? And I know the left does not want to hear that truth. And so they try to keep us silent by not allowing us to have a station that will give the truth to the American people.
Now, if you go online to nationalcenter.org, you can see the letter to Hans Vestberg, CEO of Verizon, nationalcenter.org, and we'll put a link up on our Facebook page as well. How can they add their voice and as a force multiplier to yours, Pastor Lowry?
They can contact Project 21 out of Washington, D.C., and they can add their name to the list of those who oppose to what Verizon has done. And they can call me at 708-663-5262, or they can call Judy Kent at Project 21. Just ask her, Judy Kent, and she will be able to give you more information about the letter itself and what the American people can do to support conservative ideas and the conservative blacks who use this platform to get the truth out to our listeners.
And Judy can tell you that I'm up in that echelon of probably 600 times Project 21 members have been on the show. As a matter of fact, you know, I have to fight the urge to just have somebody on every single day because these are issues. You mentioned COVID-19, and still I get, you know, the Virginia Department of Health chasing me around trying to, you know, use my platform to get more of the black community to trust the authorities with these shots when, you know, there's a long history of the government and shots, never mind the economic impact. We still see, and I was bringing this up yesterday, a case of somebody who had a mask mandate that wasn't a mask mandate, fought it in court. But we have a lot of blue collar people, working class people who've been furloughed from bus companies and airline companies and the University of Virginia Health System because they wouldn't take this mRNA experimental shot. And they still haven't gotten their jobs back. And I don't know how you get away with saying that you're here for the underserved community or whatever the phrase is these days, Pastor Lowry.
Well, let me say this to the American people. COVID-19, to me, was the biggest joke that was ran on the American people. You know, people lost their jobs. They lost homes, cars when they shut businesses down. Everybody, the Democrats, the liberals, were so hard on Trump, saying he was this and saying he was that. But then gas prices, after they got him out, gas prices went up to $8-$9 a gallon. I mean, our economy is down. The inflation is running rampant. There's no food on the shelves. This whole country has been destroyed, or attempt to destroy and control the American people through the liberals who have decided that they want to run this country and run it into the ground. Now, I want to say this as a conservative. A lot of black folks who are really conservative, they don't not know that they're conservative. Mm-hmm. If you look at the values of God first, less government, entrepreneurship, we have power over the schools. All these things that conservatives believe in are exactly the same values that black people hold. I mean, I grew up supposedly as a Democrat, but all the values of conservatism is what I live by. And so I think it is a disservice to the American people, as well as black Americans, that this platform, that ONA was taken off this platform, so that we can get some type of truth about what's going on in the country. And so we're asking people to go ahead and contact Judy at Project 21 and support what we're doing and make your voice heard about the injustices that's happening to ONA.
I believe, and I'm scrambling with my Outlook here, but I believe her email is judy@nationalcenter.org. So if, and I'll try to correct it there. Pastor Lowry, last one for you. With the raid on Mar-a-Lago yesterday and the continuing attempt to tar and feather, and I was struck by something. I only just got to watch the Clarence Thomas documentary this mm-hmm. past weekend, was invited to it, and he made a great point at the end. He said, you know, you may be enjoying tarring and feathering somebody you don't like, but remember, there's more tar and there's more feathers, and it'll be your turn at some point. And I think what they're trying to do, because so many inroads in the black community, the left lost so much support out of the black and the Latino communities. They you don't have a recourse for it. They saw what happened in Virginia in 21 when the suburban housewives left the left and came back to the conservative mind, and how badly they lost there. Is this just another caricature assassination to try to say, don't vote for anyone that's in that political party, and vote for us and we'll send some worthless money to you?
Well, the truth of the matter is this. Under the liberals, black people have suffered. They're always putting programs out, welfare with the institutional racism. The list goes on of how black people have suffered at the hands of Democrats, I mean the liberals. And so we're here at Project 21 as conservatives. We want to make sure that black folks have an opportunity to really understand what's going on. So when you start talking about throwing the rock and hide your hand, that's what the liberals have done to the American people. They've lied. They've told great stories about what they were going to do. And once they got into office, they never did anything but continue to try to control the American people's thoughts and put us into a place that they can use us how they want to use us. But I'm here to say to the American people and patriots across this country, this is our country. God gave us this country. And if he gave us free will, we should let no one, no man, no government take our God-given rights away. And I'm asking the American people to stand up, let us unite, whether we're black, white, green, or what, and let's put God first back in this country and get back to a place where Americans can have the liberty, the happiness, and the pursuit of the American dream.
As the former vice president said when he was here in the 5th Congressional District of Virginia some time ago, be careful, or they'll put you all back in chains. I forget that. I think his name was Biden who said that. But it's funny how they always admit what they're going to do and blame it on someone else. Pastor Lowry, thank you so much for your visit.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
To black people? Let me say this. Joe Biden created the 90s crime bill when he came out and said he hated black people and that we were animals. He put so many black men and women in jail and created so many laws to hurt our community. I don't quite understand how we even voted for a person of that nature who hates the black community. So I'm telling black folks, we need to be well aware that coming up to these midterms election, that we need to create a change. We need to understand what's happening with the liberals is not working. It has never worked. And it's time for us to get back to our conservative values so we can save our families, get rid of this homosexual, get rid of all these new world order things, and get this country back on track and put God first again.
Thank you so much, Pastor Lowry. We'll talk to you again very soon.
I look forward to it. God bless you and God bless America.
Trusting you to know information from disinformation.
I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID.
Without a government board.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Oh, no.
WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, and we have another Joe on the line at 434-964-1075. Time is precious, so let's turn it over to Joe. Joe, what are your thoughts? You said you were listening to our chat with Pastor Lowry. What's on your mind?
Yes, just to back up what Pastor Lowry was saying about the Democrats and the way they treated blacks. There was a very odd news report back in the day of LBJ, they had just passed the, was it War on Poverty?
Yeah, Great Society, yeah, sure.
Yes, and he was laughing with his, chuckling with his buddies. They were sitting, and he said, these N-words will be voting for us for the next 200 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I
yeah.
couldn't believe it.
Actually, I think those tapes are actually at the Miller Center here at UVA as well.
Oh, okay. I had not heard a single word about this since I saw it. And I just thought I would put it out there because, I mean, that I really believe is where they're at.
Well, if you look at, even if you apply the best intentions, what they've done is incentivized broken homes with, you know, more money for single parents. They've incentivized the abortion industry. They've broken up the black family. And really, you know, sadly, this was policies that were enacted for the intent of stopping the black community from rioting in the urban areas. And here we are, you know, 50 years later, and the black community is rioting in urban areas. So we haven't even succeeded at the stated purpose of the Great Society.
That's right on. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Good stuff, Joe.
Okay.
Have a great morning.
Thank you. Bye.
Summertime in Virginia means never having to say, well, at least it's a dry heat.
Vivid example of environmental injustice.
Oh, come on, man.
WCHV.